Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome. It's episode 7 of Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. Thank you so much for downloading the show. As ever, if you're enjoying it, don't forget to give us a subscribe on your podcast platform, and if possible, a review would be very, very welcome indeed. Today's episode is called How to Be an Opportunist in Life. In today's episode, Prem explores life, the universe, and everything. What is your reality, and how does it define you? What is the Dunning-Kruger effect, and do we overestimate our own abilities? Can we become life's opportunists? Head over to premrawat.com for more details. This podcast is brought to you thanks to Udo's Oil, made with your health in mind. www.udoschoice.com and www.theudo.com.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing well. So it's been a few days. I went to England and I did two events there. And that was nice. They weren't large events, as usually they are in England. These were relatively small because of this coronavirus thing. And ta-da, look at the background. So a lot of people had, not a lot, but a few people had said to me, you know, your lenses are dirty. And I actually have full 4K footage. So I looked at the footage and looked pretty clean to me. So it's like, what are they looking at? So when I looked at it, this is a cement block wall behind me, and it had those holes. And these are very shallow depth of field lenses, and so they throw everything out of focus in the background, and so they look like gobs. But they actually weren't. The lenses are clean. So anyways, when I was in England, I picked up this background. Easy to set up, easy to put up. But I do have a request. And my request to you is, don't look at the background. Listen to what I'm saying, because that's why I'm doing it. It is not to show off the background. And a lot of people are like, well, what's wrong with that? Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but what's right with it either? Because what is my intent here? You know, if somebody comes up to Michelangelo and says, well, you know, this painting that you made of Mona Lisa, it's no good, because we would like for it to be her, you know, uncle's portrait, not hers. So it's a little bit moog at that point. And long time ago, me and Bert Wolf were doing an interview. And in that interview, this came up. And it was just like, you know, people were futzing around with the background. And Bert Wolf said to me, which I agreed with him, it's like, I hope people are going to pay more attention to what we have to talk about than the background, than the little nuances that we get caught in. And what is the intent? We forget. This happens too many times in life. All the other things start to take priority, except for what's really happening. And distractions are many. Not one, not two, not three. But distractions are many. And clarity is one. It's one thing that you can focus on that will be the source of your enjoyment in your life. And you've got to get that. You've got to focus in on that. Because this is really what it all boils down to. How focused are you in your existence? Most of us, we're all over the place. You know, this is important, that's important, we got to get to this, we got to get to that, we got to do this, we got to do that. And all the sense of responsibilities that we create for ourselves. Oh, this is important, oh, this is important. And I have to put this in context, because what is the context? And the context is what I was talking about in England at one of the events. And I said there's these three things, these three elements. And you really have to think about it. Because after I said it, I mean, I hadn't rehearsed it. It wasn't like this is what I was going to say. I went and talked about it, and it came out. It just came out. And it was wonderful. And then I started thinking about it. And I know the definition of the infinite, or as I would describe the infinite, because I'm not the only one. There's many, many, many before me have actually described what that infinite is like. And one very simple way of looking at it, of course, the infinite is beyond description, beyond definition. That's one of its definitions, I guess. But most importantly, that infinite was, is, and will be. That whenever this universe began, and however this universe began, that energy was there to make this universe. And while this universe is there, this universe and all the universes, that energy is sustaining them, making things happen. And it is entirely possible that the whole thing might fold. And if it does, that energy will still be there. It cannot be created, it cannot be destroyed, as Einstein put it. So there is this one element you have, or this one thing you have, which was, is, and will be. Then there is you. And what are your qualifications? Well, very simple. You weren't. That's obvious. At one point, we weren't. I wasn't. Now I am. And it is also imminent that one day I won't be. So my bit is now I wasn't, I am, and I won't be. Now it comes to this third thing, and this is where everything goes crazy. I mean, the first two, easy enough, right? The third one, nuts. This is where the world's like, no, 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 it can't be this. And yet, those who defined the first one was, is, and will be, they also define this third element, this third thing. And it's this world that we have created. The world that we have created, the systems. Another word for it which you might have heard, Maya. Maya, the great illusion, the world that we have created. And their saying is, or the way they're looking at it, is it wasn't, which is obvious. And here's where it goes nuts. It isn't. And everybody's like, yikes, what are you talking about? How can that be? This is reality. You know, if you own a Ford, that's reality. That's my car. That's a reality. What are you talking about? This house that I live in is a reality. And that's very, very interesting. And why is it interesting? Because something happens and boof, the house is gone. You know, there's sinkholes and cars disappear and sinkholes, houses disappear. So they're saying wasn't, isn't, and won't be. That's why it is an illusion. It looks like it's there, but it isn't. And so, like I said, you know, this is where everything kind of goes crazy. So we've created a world for ourselves. In this, we have the technologies, the conveniences, and I'm not being judgmental about this. I'm just saying perspective. It's perspective. It's really all about perspective. If you're sitting on a flight, you're sitting in a chair on the airplane, and the flight is only 45 minutes. Maybe you won't arrange anything. However it is, you will accept it because you know that very soon it's going to be all climb, 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 very short cruise, then descend, 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 and landing, landing, landing. So there's no point to, you know, get this sorted out, put a blanket here, get a pillow here, get a this here, get a that here. But if the flight is 11 hours long, 12 hours long, 13 hours long, then you may want to get as comfortable as possible. So how is it that we try to become as comfortable, because we think, you know, this all goes on for a really, really long time. So imagine that you are on a 45-minute flight, but somewhere in your imagination, it's really a 14-hour flight. And so you're asking for blankets and you're asking for pillows and everybody is trying to bring you those pillows and you're trying to make yourself as comfortable as possible. And you're like, well, this is going to be okay because now I'm really comfortable and, you know, and you want to know what the food service is going to be. And you're, you know, almost kind of getting to the edge of excitement. So you finally get all comfortable and everything is good. And the plane starts to descend. And you're like, wait a minute, this is all too short. This isn't right. What's going on? Why are we descending? And you call the flight attendant. Why are we descending? Ma'am, or sir, we're going to land pretty soon. Well, what do you mean we're going to land? We haven't flown for, you know, 14 hours. Our flight was 14 hours, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. That vaguely sounds familiar. You know, we finally get everything right and everything is this way and everything is that way. And we're all really nice and comfortable. And it's like, well, it's time to go. It's time to pack up. And that's like, well, how can that be? And what people say is like, oh, that person died way too young. You want to talk to death about it? Because this death doesn't care if it's young, it's old, it's whatever. When the time is up, the time is up. So anyways, it really becomes very, very important that we pay attention to that one thing that can put this equation right for us. So that necessarily doesn't mean that just because it isn't, we can't extract some good things out of it. We can. This illusion may be very enjoyable. Enjoy it. But don't forget your own vulnerability. And don't forget the vastness. In which state are you going to spend the most of your time? If there is most of your time, if you can be on the side of that infinite, it'll be forever. You're on the side of the world. And like some have said, it wasn't. It isn't, and it won't be. And everything comes to a grinding halt because of that. And you got to turn around. You got to look at the reality. You know, people are fine. They're like, okay, you know, I'm mad at that person, and I'm mad at that person, and I'm mad at that person, and I'm mad at that person. And sometimes in different situations, truly, we are mad at this, we are mad at that, we're not happy with this, we're not happy with that. Somebody takes our parking spot, and we're like, ugh. But there's the Earth. You're on planet Earth. And it's huge. For you, it's huge. So if somebody takes your parking spot, find another one. It's up to you what you make of it. You can get angry. You can get mad. What will that affect anything in your life? No, absolutely none. And if you did show that generosity to someone, in some positive way, that's going to touch you. That, yeah, I did that. And that felt good. That felt good. And that's what I'm talking about. So when it comes to this whole thing of going around and round and round in circles, how do you acknowledge this? How do you understand this? What about this world?
Hello, I'm Tom, and I make a podcast where I log in to celebrities' Amazon accounts. It's called...
What a brilliant idea for a pod. There's no original pods out there anymore, but this genuinely is.
Oh, thanks, Ben Bailey-Smith. Anyway, it's called...
This is good, isn't it? It's clever, this podcast. You should do more.
Thanks, Kerry Godleyman. It's called...
This is such a great idea, by the way. What a great podcast.
Shappy Corsander, you're too kind. The podcast is called...
It's biographical. You can get all sorts of information out of people. This is a very good idea.
Thank you, Nick Helm. It's called My Mate Bought a Toaster.
I'm going to listen to this podcast.
Thanks, Alex Horn. Can you tell your friends?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Let me introduce to you, there's this thing, and I came across it, and so I thought it would be appropriate. And it's called Dunning and Kruger effect. So, how did this actually start? Well, it started like this. There was a guy, and he wanted to rob a bank. Of course, the problem with robbing a bank is if you get caught, you're in trouble. So he didn't want to be caught. But he still wanted to rob a bank. So he had to figure out, what is it that I can do to rob a bank and not get caught? So he had a brilliant epiphany. And his brilliant epiphany was, if I could be invisible, then nobody will see me doing it, and I can get away with it. Then the question, of course, was, how do you become invisible? So he came across this thing where people in the old days used to write sometimes when they wanted to send a secret message. They didn't want anybody to see it. They'd write it with lemon juice. And so they wrote a message with lemon juice and nobody could see it. It would be invisible. And the person who wanted to read it could use, you know, a candle and heat it up and look at it. So he was like, that's it. So he took lemon juice and he put it all over his face, all over his body. And he just wanted to make sure that that actually worked. So he set up a camera, his mobile phone camera, and he took a little shot, took a little footage of it, except the camera was pointing in a direction where he wasn't standing. So when he looked at it, it really confirmed exactly what he wanted to see, which was he's invisible. He proceeded to go to the bank and rob the bank. Well, he is even looking at the camera and flaunting the camera because he knows he's invisible. In his mind, this is what he believes, that he is invisible. He's not invisible, but he believes he's invisible. So, they, of course, looked at the footage and caught him. And when they showed him the footage, he said, it is fake. Because there's no way this camera could have picked up his reflection because he was invisible. Now, I know this is hilarious, right? But then Dunning and Kruger started looking at it and they came up with this. It's like a cognitive bias in which people believe they are smarter and more capable than they really are. So the way it works is that people who are in this thing have very little knowledge and the amount of confidence. So if you were to look at one axis, the vertical axis and the horizontal axis and have a graph and the bottom is knowledge and the other axis is confidence, their confidence is, because they have very little knowledge, their confidence is really high. So it's a cognitive bias in which people believe that they are smarter and more capable than they really are. And in fact, Charles Darwin once wrote, ignorance more frequently begets confidence than does knowledge. So when I came across this, I was like, whoa, this is interesting. So the combination of poor self-awareness and low cognitive ability leads them to overestimate their own capabilities. So I started thinking about this. It's like, wow, this is, I mean, not only is it hilarious, but this is really, really dangerous. So I just started thinking and thinking and thinking. And I had a really scary thought. And the scary thought that I had was if this world has been created by people who were incapable and still are incapable of realizing their incompetence because they have very little knowledge of what they're actually doing. And we are all going along for the ride. That's it, that's it, that's right, let's do this. So yeah, we're going to have this world, we're going to have this kind of world. We're going to have such an automated world. Pretty soon we're going to have robots and they will do everything for us and we wouldn't have to do anything more. And we're going to have this kind of world and we're going to have that kind of a world where we will simply be able to say, you know, I'm not going to say the proper name, but whichever one it is, you know, there are different companies that make it. I want this, I want that, order me this, order me that. I mean, that we can already do that. Except the thing is that they're listening to us all the time. They're listening to us all the time. waiting for us to say that command that triggers them on. I mean, excuse me, if I close the door, I don't want anybody to hear me. I want privacy. And the idea of privacy all of a sudden disappears. The idea of you being a human being and your needs as a human being, I mean, not just looking at it from the social perspective, but where does this technology actually allow you to be you? You to be you. And derive some joy and benefit that only you can when you are yourself. And it becomes even more imperative that we understand what it means to know yourself. That we understand what it means to live this life consciously. That we actually understand to have this heart full of gratitude. It's more imperative now than ever before, where it is obvious that if somebody says to us, okay, you know, just stay in your room, don't, or in your home, don't go out. And it drives us crazy. It drives us crazy. Where there's no recognition of the self, there's no companionship value of the self. There is no mode, there is no way for people to be able to extract companionship just from themselves. To be in the company of that was, is, and will be. How wonderful, how beautiful. That wasn't, now is, and won't be, is experiencing that which was, is, and will be. Because if that which wasn't, is, and won't be, is only plugged into that wasn't, isn't, and won't be, then that wasn't, is, and won't be is wasting his or her time. So either side, you have two. And one, nothing. The other one, forever. And that is your choice. It's your choice how much you extract from this and how much you extract from this. And to me, somewhere where most of the extracting is happening from that which was, is, and will be, insufficient extracting is happening from that wasn't, isn't, and won't be, and this that wasn't, is, and won't be is filling him or herself to the brim with reality, with simplicity, with beauty, with contentment, with joy, with understanding. Then I think it works. It works. It actually works. But it doesn't work if you miss the point. And the point is a very powerful point. And it's not a pleasant subject by any stretch of the imagination. You know, because people would like to think that they're going to come back. Well, there's nothing to support it. It's not like there's a column, as you have an obituary column in the newspaper, you know, so-and-so left, so-and-so left, so-and-so left. You don't actually have a column of come back, came back, so-and-so came back, so-and-so came back, so-and-so came back, so-and-so came back. If you look at the newspapers, gone, 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 but not came back, 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 came back. None. And these relationships that you have them. Now you have them. Will they happen again? No. So what does that mean? Well, it means you get with it. Get with those relationships. Make them count. Make them really count. Extract everything you can out of them. Not be afraid by all these ideas of, oh, I don't like that in that person. I don't like that in that person. I mean, this is what I say to people. And I get it all the time. You know, it's like I got some people saying, oh, no, that person didn't treat me right. That person didn't treat me right. That person didn't treat me right. And all I can say to you is, my friends, shake it. Just shake it off. It's like these claws that come and just dig into your shoulders. They produce tremendous amount of pain, tremendous amount of concern, tremendous amount of anguish, and then fear and everything else. But it doesn't need to be like that. It's like a dog. When it comes out from being wet, it just gives it a shake. And back and forth and back and forth, and all that water just goes flying off. Shake it. Shake it off. And look at the reality. Look at the beauty. Look at the understanding. Nothing is simple in this world, but nothing is complicated either. And if something is complicated, it's because we have made it complicated. And if something is simple, the most likely we left it alone. And so it is. You know, I think about it sometimes, and it's like I think about a strawberry. I think about a wheat growing, or rice growing, or sugarcane growing. When I was a little boy, we used to have a farm, and I used to go there quite frequently and watch and help out with planting. And the sugarcane is very labor intensive. So is rice. Because in the sugarcane, you know, you throw the little pieces and then you have to straighten them out so that the sugarcane grows straight and not crooked. And you look at how complicated this world is. If you want strawberry, and you got to go to the supermarket, you got to go down one of the aisles where you can find where the fresh fruits and vegetables are, and then look at the strawberry, and they all look the same, and you of course want to get the best one. But the way strawberries actually come forth has not changed. You need to sow a seed. You need to water them. You need to take care of them. And out of the ground, for free? Yeah, for free. They come up. Same thing with the rice. Same thing with the corn. Same thing with wheat. Same thing with all the vegetables. That nature that had been supplying all of that all along is still the grand manufacturer of that okra, that avocado, that carrot, that onion, that celery. And it hasn't changed. The trucks that it is transported in, they have changed. And the watch that the farmer John wears has changed. And now he has his cell phone. He doesn't need to go running to his house to make a phone call. All that has changed. and the flowers that come, that grow in India, grow in Pakistan, grow in Africa, that are brought over in 747s, in cargo airplanes. They're flown so that the freshness can be preserved. All that has changed. But the way a rose grows has not changed. The way a river flows from a drop to a drop to a drop has not changed. How it is dammed and what the electricity is used for perhaps has changed. But the properties of water remain the same. 10,000 years ago, if you were thirsty, water could quench your thirst. Here we are, 2020, and the water still can quench our thirst. You're a human being. You're a human being. Don't get lost in the jungle of technology. It is not the technology that defines you. It is your existence, your life, your joy, your understanding, your knowledge that defines you. That defines you as a human. This is a message. And I don't know how many times this message has echoed in this world, generation after generation, after generation, after generation. A few, very few, pay heed to it. Because most of us are too busy trying to extract something from that which wasn't, isn't, and won't be. When on the other side of us, very much so in the inside of us, resides that which was, is, and will be. And that's a powerful thing. And why should you do it? Because you weren't, you are. And one day, you won't be. Is that sad? Is that bad? No, it's neither sad nor is it bad. Be an opportunist and grab as much as you can. Going around walking on a road, it pays to know what a diamond looks like. Hone in that skill. Hone in that skill. Because someday, someday, it may come in use. And that would be certainly your lucky day. Because that is the day you will realize that every day is that diamond. Every moment is that diamond. Every breath is that diamond. You can do something with it. One day it won't be. All that will be gone. But it's not about that day. It is about the day you discover yourself. It is about the day you discover joy in your heart. It is about the day you discover that goodness that is inside of you. So I hope you stay well, stay healthy. Pretty soon, in fact, I have events happening in Germany. And then, I mean, I'm trying to do as much as I can under the circumstances. So traveling, I know it's not easy. And doing these events and, you know, making sure that everybody is safe. I am safe. People around me are safe. Participants who are coming are safe. Everybody's safe. And it's a monumental task. And there's a lot of people who are really wanting to help out and have been helping out and have been doing a great job. I mean, all those people who make these videos then possible for you to see. My role in it is, of course, to talk to you about this and get this recorded. I set up these cameras. I set up the light. I set up the background. I set up all this. And then I send the footage, and if they look at it, if it has to be edited, I have two cameras going, so if they need to go back and forth, they can do that. Anyways, the possibilities are beautiful, regardless of how ugly the situations can be in this world, I know. But you have that one tool. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Bring a smile to your heart, bring a smile to your face. And enjoy this existence. Because remember, it wasn't, it is, and one day it won't be. Thank you very much. Stay healthy, stay safe. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you'd like to learn more about what Prem Rawat talks about, he offers a practical online course. It's called Peak, to help you understand and experience personal peace. Just head to premrawat.com and click on Peak. And Prem's new book, Hear Yourself, How to Find Peace in a Noisy World, is published by HarperCollins, and it's now available for pre-order at hearyourselfbook.com. That's hearyourselfbook.com. H-E-A-R, yourselfbook.com.
It's Mr. P here.
And the other Mr. P.
And we are the hosts of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast.
The educational podcast where you don't actually learn a thing.
No, instead we explore the weird, wonderful and downright hilarious things that happen in school from people actually doing the job. We reminisce on our own time at school, funny things we experience each day. And of course, we share your hilarious stories from the chalk face. So if you work in a school or just want a nostalgic trip down memory lane, sit up straight, fingers on lips, and get ready for the lesson.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.